Begin the current daven mesech the Shabbos daf kuf lamed hey or begin lamed base. Kimer teis the masal that begins the words of Gemara ketanoi. It's not like zanoim. As we find the brayso says yesh ledbayis v'chulu is that which is born in the house, etc. Which teis find a difficulty on the Gemara's proof that the opinion of Ravasi, as the Gemara is saying, is machlokes anoyim. But the Gemara said, this is Ravasi said the Mila for the B'yem Shmini is totally, if this Thomas Leder or not, it's machlokes anoyim, that Rav Chama, that says, Yod v'achach tefila, that's yilid bayis at nimel echad, versus the tefila v'achach yod is yilid bayis nimel shmeinu. Oh, you see, he holds that Mila B'Shmini is contingent on Thomas Leder. That only if the mother is Thomas Leder is Nimel B'yem Mishmini. And that place says, Tame, it's a wonder. Where do you see from this Baisa, the Reb Chama, that he differentiates between if you first give birth and then a Tvila? Where that's Liam Echad, or if you had Tvila then Yalbit, the Mila Shemoina, the totally time of Thomas Leder. Who says to do anything with Thomas Leder? Truthfully, I could tell you the summer that he holds, Yitzhak David Nimelachas. If the child's born from Caesarean, still the circumcision is on day 8. Ah, but Haidam Atzach Tvila B'Shivcha, then why is it required Tvila by the maidservant? That's not because of Thomas Leder. That's Mishim Debein Yachar. That's because if in any other different way, meaning that there was no Tvila, Ina Chashuba Giyoris, Achatitfal, simply because she's not considered as a convert until she immerses herself, which is Alocha B'Shivcha Kananis, when she does the Tvila, Kananaf Tlamibom is Berkachot and Avnavam and Elab. And therefore, it's like buying a Shivcha, Shaloyam Nasla Tvila, the Gemara concludes that she does not have the Alocha Shivcha Kananis, and her son is a total non-Jew, and therefore, if he wants that the child should have a halacha of the Kanani, then there would be Nimel Echad. Therefore, B'chan meant to say it's only if the Tavla, then there's something Nimel Shmaina, but it's not contingent on Thomas Leder. Tosfos does not answer that question, how the Gemara knows it's because he holds like this opinion of Ravasi. Kinnah's Tosfos Masa says, begins the words of Gemara, Kogin Shalakach, talk about where he purchased Zesh Shivcha B'Zeh Uber, this one purchased the maidservant, this one purchased the fetus. Which Tosfos can explain this shot in the Gemara, that the Miknas Kesev, that Nimel Echad, according to Rav Chama, the Gemara says, what's the case? Two people purchased the pregnant Shivcha. One bought the Shivcha, one bought the fetus. Now, Pesh B'Kon just Tosfos explains that Rashi says that the Gemara could have said that the case of Rav Chama for the Miknas Kesev of Nimel Echad is Kegoyin Shalakach Shivcha Mubaz, where he purchased a pregnant maidservant, the Yolda called them Tvila, she gave birth before the Tvila, where then the child is Nimel Echad, because that's a guy. But Ella Revusa Nakan. Rashi explains the Gemara wants to say a bigger chiddush that Philip Tavla Ba'achach Yalda, that even if she already had Tvila and then she gave birth, still Meshkachas L'Miknas Kesef Nimel Echad. So you can find the case of a Miknas Kesef that's going to have Nimel Echad, because although you're having Tumas Leida, doesn't make a difference again since it was Zeh Shivcha and this one bought the Uber, which is not Lacha. Now Kashlari refunds is difficult because Dimkain, if that's the case, that the Gemara was explaining the case of the partners that bought to tell the chiddush that even by Tavla you can have Nimel Echad. So then Tanakam de Le'el, the Tanakam that was mentioned previously, that he says, yeah, Miknas Kesef Nimel Echad, when if you buy the Shivcha and the child is already born. So then the Tanakam should also say this Chiddush. So that even after Tvila, you could have Miknas Kesef Nimel Echad. So Malai Kama, why does he say Miknas Kesef Nimel V'chulu, that the case of Miknas Kesef that's circumcised on day one is specifically a case when you buy a Shivcha and the child's already born? I feel like Achmo Baz Nami. What do you mean, even if you buy a pregnant maidservant? Ella Shalak is the Shivcha, but Zehubara. It's just this one bought the Shivcha, this one bought the fetus. Elabade. Now, that's obvious from the fact that the Tanakhama did not say that. The Lak is the Shivcha, but Zehubara. If one buys the maidservant, one buys the fetus, have a Shabbatim de Lachem. That actually that would be considered as Lachem to have the circumcision on day 8. So, because of that, Tosfos says, not like Rashi. It appears to the Ri, the Girsa that's brought in the Shiltas of Rav Achai, the guards that his Girsa in the words of Rav Chama of the Miknas Kesef Nimel Echad is Kagan Shalak Shivcha Vlad the Ima, which is like the Tanakhama that if you buy the Shivcha with the child with it, which, because in the case that Rashi describes, that we have an Argisois, that one bought the Shivcha, one bought the Uber, actually would have the Mila of the Shemaina, like we said. Now, but then it says, me Tim the Ri, but it's a wonder to the Ri. Could have a Muslim and could have a could have said a chiddush, a fillable of the ima, even if the child is not born and coming with the sale, with the purchase of maidservant, Kagan Shalaka Shivcha Mubaz. You could say a case where the master bought a pregnant maidservant, but Yalda Kadin Tvila, and she gave birth before she was immersed, where that's would be the vlad would be Nimel Echad. And Abishamite says, the nichal leminket kedetani bebrayse milsa tanakama. Still, the Gemara preferred to say a case for Rav Chama that the case of shivchul mulberes and vlada, because we wanted to keep the uniform as similar to the opinion of the interpretation of the tanakama. But oydanery, additionally, the Rebbe says that the reason why we didn't say the way Tosfos had asked that you bought a pregnant maidservant and she gave birth before the tefila is because the mishum hana cry. Because from those psukim that we're learning out nimal echab and nimal eshmaina, that the circumcision is something day one, something day eight, the yilid bayis, miktas kesem, in the two categories of when it's born in the Jew's home or it's bought by the Jew, shivu pashas lech lecha. Those are written in pashas lech lecha, where before the Torah was given, the Gemara prefers to find interpretations that would be applicable even before the Torah was given, where do I have a tefila? Then you didn't have that lach of tefila. And therefore, it's more appropriate to say that it's not contingent on having a tefillah or not. But rather, like the Gemara said, where you're buying the shivcha, and this one's buying the uba. Now, Tais said, even though a child born in the Jewish house that has the circumcision of day one, according to Abchama, loy mishkach is la'ilach matan Torah, it only has the application after matan Torah, b'yod b'achach tavla, like the Gemara explained, that he holds, because you only have the tefillah afterwards, and therefore it's going to be on day one. But says Tosfos, yeah, although one of them you have to interpret after Matan Torah, as long as we're able to give an interpretation as an application before Matan Torah, they preferred, and therefore, the case of Mikne Kesef, Nimal Echad, that the Gemara could have found not differentiating between tefillah, they picked the case of Yubai Shivcha with Vlad the Ima, that was more preferred by the Gemara. So, Tosfos brought Rashi to explain that this that we don't say to explain that Tuma you bought a shivcha muberes and you gave birth before the tefillah, because you want to say chiddush that even tavla v'achach yalda we're still fine miknas kesef that is nidal liyanech. But the Rebbe was bothered that why didn't we say this by the Tanakhama too? And if so, it's obvious that when you buy a shivcha in partnership, it actually would be similar to lachem and it actually would be circumcision liyemishmini. And therefore, we have the gifts like the shiltas that specifically, when you buy the shivcha with the vlada with it, it was already born. Now, why don't we say the case of where you buy shivcha muberes and they gave birth before the tefillah? Because we preferred either because we wanted to say uniform with the brisa like the way the Tanakhama says, or, which according to Tais is the same interpretation, or because preferred to the Gemara to say a case that would be an application even as it was before Matan Torah, as the Pesukim learned from Pashas Lech Lecha, and before Matan Torah there was no element of tefillah. Although, again, according to one of the variables of one of the Tanaim, you have to say it's lach mandar. Tanaim says the master begins with the Gemara claiming Gerencha lacha. For example, he buys her amanash leila tefila. With the intention, I'm not immersing her in the mikvah. Which the Gemara asked, according to Tanakhama, that holds that the mila is not totally in tumas leila. So how you can never have you live by shnei leachad? But even if you don't immerse her, it's even if there's no tumas leila, it doesn't make a difference. Now the Gemara says we're talking about a shivcha that you buy with intention, I'm not tabling her. Well, then there's no mitzvah at all. So if it's not similar to lechem, and therefore the child's going to have circumcision on day one. So Tais says explained that this to be allowed to do this, to buy the maidservant, even though Halacha says to do it, Tais says you can mefarish be yivomis perkachuz, like Gemara says yivomis that memchaz mebeis. The lokach amanash leligari, if you buy the eved mitchila from the initial, with the intention, I'm not converting them, yochel hashayis habit, then you could hold on to them for a long time without circumcising them. That's the case that we're talking about, that you could buy with that intention, and therefore that's what's going to be not like of a regular lachem, and it would be that the mila would be b'yay mechel. Next, says the master begins with the Gemara kol shoshosh shleishim yom ba'adam. If there was a delay, if it lasted for 30 days by a person, over ches yom b'behema, 8 days by an animal, then we know that it's not a navel. So I'm going to explain that's actually not exactly the same thing. Although by both of them we're saying there's 30 days the minimum by person and 8 days by an animal, but Tosfos says that in and Shabbat, they're not the same. Because the Yom Shmeinon, they ate by the animal Kalachah Shmeinon. It's like post-8, which it's already on day 8, already viable. It's obvious from the story the Gemara brings later on. He made for them a third-born calf on the 7th day from when it was born. But come on, they said, had you waited till the night, which is the night of the 8th, we would have eaten from it. So you see that day 8 is like post, which would be a valid shechita. But the Yom Shleishim, in contrast, the day 30, since the baby, the human's birth, that's Kalifnei Shleishim. That's like before 30, which is not yet considered necessarily viable until day 31. Where it says that the Pinyaben is going to have to be on day 31. Now, it says, Tesa, Filler Rabbi Kiva, the Pali, even Rabbi Kiva who disagrees, and he says, regarding the case that the Gemara is discussing over there, regarding if the Bechor dies within 30 days, that if the father already gave, the Kohen has to give it back, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, you don't have to give it back, but says, Tesa, Lekom El Demasafka Imhu Kalafnei Shalaisim Ekalachim, because even he's only saying he's in doubt. But again, no one holds that there's a definitive a removal of Nephilim, even on day 30. Now, but this concludes. Now, Velas, regarding mourning, I feel like Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that if he dies on day 30, the Havakil of Neshlesh, they were going to say it's like within 30, even though he's in doubt. Because the halacha is like the lenient interpretation regarding the laws of mourning, and if regarding that, we'll say leniently that it is considered Lef Neshlesh. So although no one considers Shleshim is Kalacha Shleshim, it's just Rabbi Kiva who's in doubt. But again, regarding Avelis, then we'll go leniently and say that Day Shleshim is like Kalf Neshlesh, and it's we're not going to have the mourning of the child, even though you would say maybe it's a doubt, maybe he was a viable child, like Rabbi Kiva holds. But by mourning, we'll go lenient and say that it was not a child and there's no chiyuv of Avelis.